Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. You can book daily fee golf at White Clay Creek Country Club, located on the grounds of Delaware Park, located lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Today's question, should the Eagles name Jalen Hurts as starting quarterback now? A, yes, B, no. About 3 weeks before the draft, I mean, is this a situation where they should just declare him the starter? We're not. A, yes, B, no. Obviously, they haven't. I think it's pretty clear they won't before the draft. Maybe they do right after the draft if they don't draft a quarterback. Maybe they still play the possible trade market game into May, into June. Who knows? I'll tell you this. It's noteworthy they haven't named him a starter, but I think it's the right decision. And I really believe it's a branding issue more than anything else. They have looked ridiculous for about 12 months. They're afraid to look ridiculous again. I know there's some out there, and John's one, that says, will they look more silly by not naming a starter? I would say they will look the most silly if they name Hurts the starter and then turn around and don't have him as the starter because they either draft someone or trade for someone. And I think they are gun-shy. I think they should be. And I think that's factoring into the decision.
You know what's crazy? This is very simple. This process is very simple. Look just within the division. Look at what Ron Rivera has done with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ryan Fitzpatrick now signed to play for the Washington football team.
Yep.
Ron Rivera said Fitzpatrick will arrive as the team's number one quarterback, but that won't preclude him from competition. It also won't necessarily prevent the football team from adding another quarterback in the draft or free agency. It's just, he arrives, he's the number one guy, but we might add.
Yeah, no.
What's wrong with that?
No, that's a
that's what you do.
It's a reasonable way to go about it in their situation, but to me, very different. I mean, they're picking, what, 20? I mean, the Eagles were picking 6. Now they're picking 12. That's a whole different crop of quarterback where they're going to be. Matter of fact, I don't think there's anyone that's even going to go in the first round where they are at the quarterback position.
12, 20. He's saying we might add.
Okay.
What difference does it make? We might add, but he's the starter right now. Like, it's not hard. And this creates, I don't know what you'd even call it. It creates a status quo that you need. And I think if I'm a player, I appreciate that feeling. If I'm a coach, especially when I'm building the offense around whoever the starter is going to be, you know, it gives you a chance to build properly.
All right, 215-592-9494. Should they just name Jalen Hurts the starter? Let's go to Joe in Mayfair. What's up, Joe?
A couple points today, guys, and good morning. Always a great show. First point is they can't name a starter or Flacco wouldn't have signed here. If you listen to Flacco, he came here to compete for the starting job. He has an incentive-laden contract to be the starter. So,
well, it's messed up. It's messed up that they deceived him then, essentially.
I don't think Hurts is the starter. I think they're going to come in the training camp and they're going to battle it out. I don't think the Eagles are going to lock themselves into a corner again with this whole debacle. So they're going to compete for it. And Nick Sirianni wants competition. So if you see all the handwriting on the wall, there is none. Plus, the Eagles aren't going to put their hand out there to say Hurts is a starter. So, you know, with drafting and moving up and moving down, you never want to put your cards on the table. So I don't blame the Eagles at all for this whatsoever. Zero. I do the same thing.
Yeah,
Hurts hasn't done enough to deserve to be the number one starter. Point blank, he hasn't. He played okay last year. I wasn't a Wentz fan. He played okay. But to play four games, and two were one was great, one was good, and two were blah, to give you the number one starter? If Flacco comes in and dominates training camp and plays so much better than Hurts, you look like a fool by saying that.
What you're doing right now, the Eagles organization is sending the message to this team and to Jalen Hurts that he's not good enough to be the starter.
He's got to earn it, John.
He just finished the season as the starter.
He played four games.
I understand that. And he was the guy that this group rallied around. They believed in him.
Yeah, the first game they played great.
Now what you're doing is you're deflating that belief.
You're basically telling the team,
don't believe in him. Because he's not good enough to be our starter. That's a problem. What happens if he ends up being the starter? The team won't have that same level of belief. You want this guy to be the hands-down leader, the guy that everyone knows is the – you want the game in his hands. And what they've done is they've undermined that. It's like what they're best at is undermining themselves.
I disagree, John. I believe if they put themselves in that corner and Flacco outperforms him, then what do you do? You put a 180 on it? Come on, you can't do that.
You got a real problem if Flacco outperforms him. Yeah,
and it's a possibility. But secondly, what I want to talk about is, and I haven't mentioned it for over a month, I'm tired of hearing AV. I'm really tired of his excuses and pumping the team up. That team last night in a must-win had two shots on net in the third period. I don't care the second period. They allowed 40 seconds to go behind the net. They had four Flyers and three Bruins, and they couldn't get the puck out for 40 seconds. That shows you how much the Flyers want to win. It's embarrassing. And for AV to say that the energy was there and the will to win was there, that third period they were a turtle, just like Ben Simmons. I'm tired of these teams and these coaches sticking up for these players that don't give 100% effort every shift.
Well, and Joe, appreciate the call. The interesting thing is, you know, AV, more than most coaches in Philly sports, has been willing to criticize players at times. I mean, very, you know, publicly did it last year with some of his star players. Or put it, you know, some of his better players. So sometimes he goes there, sometimes he doesn't. Look, last night's loss, disastrous. Because they had a chance to be within 1 point of Boston. Still two games down, but within 1 point of Boston. Instead, they're now 5 points behind Boston. And two games down, meaning Boston's got two extra games to play. Last night's game, I mean, you can make the case, was the most important game of the entire season. And that was a disastrous loss by the Flyers last night. 215-592-9494. Hey, we have a $25 Rita's Italian Ice gift card to give away today. You can head to Rita's for all your favorite delicious frozen treats. A happy birthday to the great actor Russell Crowe, certainly one of the greats of this generation, this era of Hollywood. A lot of notable movies, most especially, of course, is Maximus from the movie Gladiator, and had that line amongst many others. Are you Seltzer? Can you give me? Are you not entertained? Can you give me that in a?
Not my wheelhouse, but are you not entertained?
not bad. I'm more entertained, frankly, by Russell Crowe than James Seltzer doing
too.
It. But that's just, you know. But hey, listen, Seltzer took one for the team right there. It's a famous movie quote. It's not the greatest ever, but it's certainly a very good one. I'm curious today on this Russell Crowe's birthday as we look to give away the Italian Ice gift card from John, from James, and everyone at 215-592-9494. A famous movie quote. There are so many great lines from movies. John, when you think, I don't know if you're going Mount Rushmore Haymaker or not. When you think of a famous movie quote, talk to me.
May the force be with you.
Big time. Big time. Well, that actually was not said.
May the force be with you.
Yeah, that was said.
There was no Joe.
Right. There was no Joe, to the best of my knowledge, in Star Wars. Seltzer, a famous movie quote. What do you got?
I'm going to go with the Haymaker, too. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Ooh, very, very big time answer right there. Look, a lot of ways to go, 215-592-9494. I might just lean into, you know, Adrian. I mean, Adrian got right to the point, three letters. She's lying in that hospital bed. She wakes up. Rock's thinking, you don't want me messing with, Apollo. I'll find a way to, you know, get out of this fight, Rocky too. And what does Adrian say? Every time you go to a Sixers game, you go to a Flyers game, they pop it up on the screen late in the game, close game. Adrian pumps up the crowd with win. Win. It's a great one, man. Hit us up here, 215-592-9494. And then what does Mick say, John? What are we waiting for? Take this. And he hands something to Paulie, and then bang, off they go. Rock and Mick, they're training. Rock actually is finally able to, you know, capture that chicken. He's doing those lunges with the log over his shoulder. What's up with that move, man? I'll tell you what, that's one exercise I couldn't
do. I'm just shocked you quoted Rocky. I would have never guessed that would be the angle.
Yeah, I go a lot of directions, man. I mean, I could have said from the movie Major League. I guess there's one thing we got to do. We got to win the whole – well, actually, I can't quote that movie. We got to win the whole frickin' thing. I'll say that. Give me a great movie quote. The situation with the Eagles and Jalen Hurts. Also the Phils, John. Let's get to this. Last night, what stood out to you? I mean, to me, the game came down to a few things. First off, I think they lost last night's game, and I said this yesterday, and I actually think it came true. I think they lost last night's game with the start by Matt Moore in the fourth game. I said yesterday, hey, they might lose tonight because of Matt Moore's start. I actually think they did. You know, the reality is Matt Moore's start in game four really hurt the bullpen and led to a situation last night where it's publicly declared before the game that three of the Phillies relievers are unavailable for the game because they had pitched so much in the Matt Moore game. So now when Chase Anderson doesn't give you a great start, doesn't give you a terrible start, but gives you the kind of start you'd sort of expect, five innings, two runs, it's a fifth starter start. Now you got to go to the bullpen, and here we go. Come on down, Vince Velasquez. You are the next contestant on It's Another Last Chance. John, Vince Velasquez, take it away.
It was disgusting. He pitched one and a third. And, you know, that first inning looked pretty good. I mean, he was,
they look great.
He was, I guess, like dream come true all of a sudden. And even the pace was good. But then the wheels completely fell off. One of the worst outings for Vince Velasquez ever, which is saying a lot.
Saying a ton.
I don't know why he made this team. I hope that last night cemented the fact that he should not be on this team. He, in my mind, did us in. We were doomed because Vince Velasquez was supposed to be the long reliever for us, and that is just a joke. Now, I know a lot of people have concerns about this offense. You know, the offense is stagnant in some people's mind. I don't think the offense is stagnant. I like what I'm seeing from certain key players.
You know, Hoskins.
Absolutely. Yeah. Reese Hoskins was very clutch again last night, getting hits when we needed them.
Collectively, though, they really aren't hitting very much.
Well, here's the thing. How many teams in baseball have faced, you know, the top pitchers in really
two different series
in all of baseball?
Yeah, that's fair.
Two series in a row.
Yeah, that's fair.
That doesn't happen.
Yep.
Normally, we would have been facing teams four and five. We faced the one and two.
It's a very good point.
So, yeah, it makes sense. I thought we did more than most would expect against Marcus Stroman. I mean, we were moving. We were getting on. We just weren't scoring a ton, and we tried to rally despite the hole that Vince put us in.
Yeah.
I liked the fight. You know, it's just – it's unfortunate the way this all transpired early in the season with the delay and with having to face Jacob DeGrom and Marcus
Stroman. It's a good point. Look,
we're better than what those who say we have a weak offense are saying.
Okay. I hadn't thought of it. It's actually a very, very good point. Look, no reason for the skies falling alarmist, you know, rhetoric. They lost a game. They're allowed to lose a game. They're 4-1. They've played really good baseball so far. The negatives, though, that did stand out last night, beyond just Velasquez, Roman Quinn can't hit. And not only can he not hit, he can't get that at bat. Now, maybe in that instance last night, there's no one else to bring in. They had already started some backup guys.
You had McCutchen.
I mean, then McCutchen's got a bat in that spot. I mean, for those that missed it, the reality is Roman Quinn gets in at bat in the eighth inning. They're down 6-2. There's two on, and there's two out. The game pretty much is hanging. I don't want to say hanging in the balance. They're not that close. But you have a shot. You have a shot. You can't give Roman Quinn that at bat. He can't be on the roster. He can't hit. I said it yesterday. I've said it before. I'm saying it again today. I'll probably say it again tomorrow. Roman Quinn can't hit. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just being real. He can't hit. So that's Roman Quinn. Now let's get to Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper obviously can hit, and he's one of the better players in baseball. But you see again last night in a big spot, And this isn't so much like a big spot, like he's going to fail in the big spot all the time. Sometimes he'll get the hits with the big spot. Sometimes he won't. But here's the tally. Five games in. He's gotten on base a lot with a lot of walks. But five games. Zero home runs. Zero triples. Zero doubles. I need Bryce Harper to drive the baseball. I do appreciate he walks. I'm not jumping on him because of last night, you know, he goes 0-4. That it's going to happen sometimes. But what I'm telling you is, five games in, no homers, no triples, which is not an easy thing to do, triples. You're not going to get them that often. But no homers, no triples, no doubles, five games in. Let's go. Let's get this going. He had a big spot last night, tagged the ball pretty good. Center fielder ran it down. It was an out. I need Bryce Harper to do more because the Phillies need Bryce Harper to do more. It's a fact. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Chris in Middletown. Chris, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen. John.
Hi. Hola.
James.
Christopher.
Muppet Weasel.
Chrissy.
Muppet Weasel. You're a disaster.
Why am I a disaster? By the way, I kind of am. I got my glasses on today. I noticed they were incredibly dirty. So the first thing I did here to avoid certain shame at WIP is I walked in here today and I ran my glasses under the water. Very, very dirty. So they're a little better now, but
Muppet,
I'm off my game.
Shame for you. There's no avoiding shame for you. Just like the Eagles, there's no avoiding shame. They've buried this thing down in the hole so badly, no matter what they do, is going to be wrong because they've made it so wrong. I mean,
What do you mean by that? What does that mean?
Okay, so I mean, you've already highlighted the history of what's been going on. They wanted Doug, they brought him out, then they end up firing Doug. Did the same thing with Carson. They wanted Carson.
Yeah, they tanked. You know, they wanted to win, and they tanked the game.
Yeah, they did the whole mess, yep. Right? They drafted Hurts in the second round. You know, they started comparing him to Russell Wilson. Blah blah blah. You know, now it's okay. Hey, let's turn to that guy and let's let him be the guy. No, they won't commit to that. On top of it, what I've heard from one of the callers, I believe it was yesterday, the banner of Carson Wentz was still hanging on the stadium.
Right.
Like, what in the world? Like, yeah. Hey, you don't have to put Hurts up, but at least take that down.
Totally.
You know, it's a mess the entire way through, you know? So I don't think there's any way they could save any face here. Either way, they're just going to look terrible because they just keep putting themselves in that position by saying and doing stupid things.
Well, they do, but Chris, I agree with you, but that's why I believe they are choosing not to name Jalen Hurts. I think that's the exact reason why they have. I mean, in addition to they don't truly believe in him, like they know he's going to be their franchise guy for the next 7 to 10 years. The other thing is they're trying to cover themselves, and I don't blame them. They should, after what happened in the last 12 months, the Eagles should be trying to cover themselves right now.
Yeah, it's a mess. But hey, let's quick transition over to something that is exciting, and this is going to tie in with my line here. So, the Phils.
Okay.
So, Harper, I'm completely good with Harper right now. I don't want Harper to listen to you, Weasel, and start to press.
Yes.
Because it is very apparent teams are massively pitching around him and are challenging the other guys going, okay, the team keeps saying you're going to do it. Go ahead and do it. We are not going to let this guy beat us.
Mm-hmm.
It is very evident that that's what they're doing. And so far, he's been patient at the plate.
Yes, he has. And look, he's got an on-base percentage right around 400. I have to look where it is now.
He struggles when he starts 455. To press. I don't want him pressing. I want him to stay calm. Teams are going to make mistakes. John had a great point, as usual. Muppet, you know, didn't have all the facts, and John
settle
had
down. Great. Settle down, Chris.
You know, look at those pitchers that they're going up against.
Yeah,
no,
it's a good point. Chris, give me what you got here for a famous movie quote.
So, famous movie quote, you would fail at this because we know that you're all about this, but, you know, let's go with there's no crying in baseball.
All right, no crying in baseball. Well, there is if you win a World Series, but otherwise, or if you lose a World Series.
That meant everything to me.
Well,
let's go to the phones. 888, I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
That was when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. But, yeah.
There's crying when baseball montage. How about that?
By the way, I swear to God, I'm telling you, I know there are people that think sometimes that I make stuff up when I reference having cried. They think it's not real. I'm telling you what I say is real. I talk truth. John, there was a crying moment for me recently that when it happened, I thought of you because, I will admit, there is a lot of shame for me with this one. okay?
Okay.
Trust me when I tell you there's a lot of shame right here. But I'm a big fan of achievement, and I'm a big fan when someone has a breakthrough. I've always had a soft spot for, you know, the team,
underdog.
The underdog.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and it's why, even though I'm certainly a Sixers fan, not a Boston Celtics fan, I thought when Kevin Garnett, you know, was talking to Michelle Tafoya after they won the title in 08, and he's very emotional. Like, that resonates with me because, you know, he had toiled in Minnesota for 13 years, and he gets a shot with the Celtics, and they win a title. Again, I'm not a Celtics fan. I hate the Celtics, but I respect that. John, I watched recently when, and this was about 20 years ago, and I swear to God I cried, when Susan Lucci finally won.
Oh, my God.
When she finally won an Emmy.
Oh, my God.
The outpouring of love.
He's brought this up. He's brought this up before.
Seminal moment.
The outpouring of love in that room when she finally won an Emmy was so unbelievable.
Oh, my.
And her speech was so spectacular.
Man.
I swear to God, I cried.
I really was. I was expecting some sports thing. I was not expecting Susan Lucci.
You weren't expecting me to go from the Eagles
Emmys?
And the Phillies
to
Kevin Garnett to Susan Lucci.
He's brought that daytime Emmy thing up before.
Dude, that was a big deal.
I thought it was just something.
Wow.
It was not a big deal.
John, 19 times she'd been nominated. 19.
Yeah, I totally don't care. I did not notice, and I can't believe that this was actually like a feel good moment for you.
I didn't watch it. A heartfelt moment.
You
loved
where you're
it,
bawling.
No, but he locked in on the soap opera.
No, but no. First off, I've never been a soap opera guy. 20 years ago, when it happened,
I'm
not a soap opera guy. I saw the headlines, but I mean, I wasn't immersed in that. There was no YouTube 20 years ago.
So why would you be emotionally invested?
No, the bigger question is, how do I even get to the Susan Lucci YouTube? You know, how do you even get there? I don't know. I have so much waste of time at home. Let's go to Paul in Downingtown. What's up, Paul?
Joe, you're brilliant. I love you, brother. Thanks for sharing that. That was the laugh I needed at the Prospect Trilogy game. I have never laughed at someone crying before.
Yeah.
So that's a first.
There you go. Yeah. All right.
But anyway, I got to ask you, Joe, I appreciate where you're coming from with Harper with the expectations, and I don't want to parrot what the previous caller said, so I'll cut to a separate point. Now, if you were, you're a great radio host, if you were offered a bajillion dollars to go somewhere, you'd take that money. Now, if what they were expecting from you, like, would you take that? Now you have a different audience, you're getting a lot more money. Would you inherently change your game and everything you do as an entertainer and a host? Or would you continue to do the same things that got you there and double down on the things that you could control, like, you know, fan outreach and your branding, so to speak? Because that's what I think Harper's doing. He's exactly
well,
the same player he
course,
was in Washington.
Well, yes, Joe. Yes, yes.
Exactly
yes,
the same
and,
player.
Well, yes and no. I mean, first off, it's early, so I'm not trying to be alarmist after five games. I'm really not. I'm just telling you, he hasn't gotten a double, triple, or homer in five games. Now, that's not the end of the world. It's five games. Let's see if it's 10 games. Now that's bad. I mean, and here's the thing, Paul. He is being paid a lot of money, and part of what comes with that, and yes, part of it is the branding and let's sell tickets, and part of that is let's get walks because walks get your runs. I'm not pushing that aside, but I mean there is a responsibility with that contract to also hit some home runs. It's not a disaster. He hasn't hit a home run in five games, but he doesn't have an extra base hit in five games. Let's see what happens in the next five. Let's see what happens in the five after that.
His responsibility is to be the best professional baseball player athlete that he can be, and he's doing exactly that, and his statistics are completely commensurate with those that he put up in Washington.
But, Paul, everybody
when he was 22.
Look, everybody's trying to be the best player they can be.
He was Mike Trout. He's never been Mike Trout.
Well, you're right about that. He'd won spectacular year, and otherwise,
that's right.
Yeah, very good.
He's a hell of a ball player, though.
But,
you know what I mean? And I think that's the bottom line. This guy is a hell of a ball player, Joe, and I think we need to appreciate him for what he is. And then, you know, those seasons are going to come. Like these guys are going to.
I know. They're always. Everyone always says it. Those seasons are going to come. I know.
Well, even if let's say he's going to have to get better pitches. The other caller wasn't lying. The stuff the reason his on base percentage is as high as it is, and he has a few number of hits, is because he's not seeing quality pitches. He's doing the smart thing at the plate. He's giving his teammates a chance to succeed. He's putting himself on base. Joe, you can't ask for much else. His hustle in the field, like all the little marks against him in Washington have been completely removed.
I understand. Paul, give me a famous movie quote.
Okay, this is from Airplane, and it stood up for 40 years. It's kind of a joke in a lot of workplaces when people are under stress. But how about I picked a bad week to quit sniffing glue?
All right, man. Paul, you got it. 215-592-9494 reacts. Phil's last night, the Eagles should Jalen Hurts be named the starter. Also, the 76ers. We'll get to that next. Joel Embiid, phenomenal. I mean phenomenal. We'll address that next on 94 WIP.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.